When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering!
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is April 19th, Friday, episode 1434, I think. And yeah, we got Will from a hotel.
1444. Yeah. I'm here in a hotel.
We're on it.
1444. On it. Yeah, I'm in a hotel. I'm traveling. Traveling
what kind
on
of hotel you
guys see
what,
my
what hotel kind of hotel you at?
Looks like a nice baseboard.
It's called the Red Lion. Have you ever been to a Red Lion before?
No.
No, that sounds like a fucking Japanese jerk off place.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's also got the same kind of like branding as that. So yeah, you feel like that. And then yeah. There's a lot of construction workers pounding beers in the parking lot. It's a fun time.
You need to turn down. You need to turn up.
Knock, knock. You need blowjob.
You need blowjob.
I haven't gotten that yet. I'm hoping for it, though.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I did hear the cleaning crew down the hall, and I think it'll be a different accent if I'm presented with the option.
You need blowjob.
You're in California.
Yeah.
California. Never, so
there's a lot of Asians over there too. A lot of everyone.
It's true.
Okay.
Melting pot.
That's right. I've got three quick hitters, two which we can talk about, including hygiene, Caitlin Clark, and dead bones. Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Are you talking about what Antonio Brown said about Caitlin Clark?
No, I don't even know what he said about her, but I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah.
What did Antonio Brown say?
I think it's related to what you're going to be talking about. He said she looks like she keeps it hairy down there.
Oh, no. No, that's brutal.
Ooh.
I mean, he's probably right, but.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with him.
Not going
to
go that far.
Ooh.
Why did he say that?
I mean, hashtag CTESPN. Right, that's just his thing, you know. He mixes it up on the internet now. He's just a world class internet troll. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know what Wes is talking about, and it's pretty creepy. I have two stories today. One of them is my favorite technology story that we've ever done. So, you know.
Okay.
Just the best tech story of all time. No big deal. You'll hear it in a few minutes. No big deal. Yeah.
What's Will doing?
Must be pretty good.
Well, why don't you stay in your seat? What are you doing?
Oh, this is great.
Distracting.
Oh.
I'm just right, moving around.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to get into
charging
it.
Cord, all kinds of stuff.
Man on the move. This is U.S. Marine Corps Captain Everett Leland Yeager. He was a hero, I guess, as all vets are, 99.9% of them, and tragically died during a training exercise over California, maybe where near Will is right now, in July of 1951. Plane went down, and his remains were all of his remains were apparently recovered in Riverside County, California, and then sent back to his family in Palmyra, Missouri, where they could be buried, right? Where they could give him a proper burial. Yeah, very sad.
Got to give him back to the family, of course.
Yeah, very sad for the family, the military, everyone. But not sad for one young Arizona boy who went out on a little scavenger hunt one day looking to add to his rock collection. And that's when he stumbled upon his favorite rock ever. Took it home, admired it, placed it in a little box along with the other rocks in his collection for safekeeping. The only problem is that the rock he found wasn't a rock at all. It was a piece of Captain Yeager's jawbone.
Oh, that's okay? a nice find. Yeah.
That's a cool rock.
Yeah. Sharp.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool rock.
Was it fossilized? Like had it become a rock, even though it was a jaw?
Yeah. I mean, I think it probably bones when they're exposed to the elements probably become pretty hard pretty quickly. I don't know. I don't
to
know
Will's
if it was.
Point, what idiot thinks a jawbone's a rock?
A kid.
Okay.
Yeah. It was white and it was hard. Right? Okay. So, you know, kid was like, this is a cool rock.
Kids don't know what bones look like?
I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to tell a bone from like a white rock.
You absolutely would.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't go, usually, that's definitely a bone if it was a piece of, if it was just a little piece of a bone.
What rock is white and bone?
I don't know. There's lots of white, like little corally looking rocks out there.
In it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this kid thought it was just a cool rock. His mind didn't go to bone. He went to cool rock.
Okay.
All right.
Stupid
so,
kid. Got it.
Yeah.
Dumb kid.
Okay. Yeah. So, how did this jawbone from an accident in California get to Arizona? That's what everyone was saying. Well, Joe Biden was asked about this, and he seems to think that a clan of cannibals found the portion of the remains in California on their travels to Arizona, and that's how it got there. But the article says that maybe some birds picked it up and just, you know, some birds collect stuff like that. Maybe flew it down to Arizona, dropped it off, said, I'm done with this collectible, and sure. Time to pass it on. And that's when the kid found it. So it wasn't for a while until, you know, maybe his parents or maybe the kid himself grew up a little bit and got some sense, Mark, and was like, you know what? This looks like a bone. And in January of 2023, the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and the Yavapai County Medical Examiner were given the bone. Because the kid was like, hey, I think this is someone's body. I probably turn it over to the police. And they took it to the Ramapo College Investigative Genetic Genealogy Center.
Ooh,
and
it's a mouthful.
I know. I really hate reading it. In May, the North Texas Center for Human Identification sent the rock, the extract from the rock collection, to the Intermountain Forensics in Salt Lake City, Utah, where genome sequencing was done, bioinformatics was performed, all that stuff that we have no idea what I'm talking about. And they developed
gigantic words Wes is going with.
They're like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, right, this from is the Captain article. Yeager's jawbone after all right. this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So a profile was developed, and they put it on Family Tree DNA. And in July of that year, students at that college, the boot camp college, were given like an assignment to figure out, to crack the case. Like, whose fucking bone is this? And they did it. They finally, you know, got it down. I guess his daughter had uploaded some of her DNA into the database, like we all do sometimes, like 23andMe, kind of like how I found out I have a black fourth cousin.
Which, and, by the way, he's going to come on the show, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think he's going to come on.
He is? Yeah. Have you
and
contacted
so
him?
So finally,
fantastic.
Yeah, I contacted
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he got back to Wes and was like, hell yeah, you got a show. Yeah. That's cool.
So what's up, fam?
Yeah.
So what's up, fam? I feel pretty cool. Anyway, they got a DNA sample from Yeager's daughter, and they found out it was his jawbone. And so now they shipped the jawbone to his daughter. And so they can put the rest of his bones together, I guess, is what they're going to do. Is they're going to put maybe, you know, bury that along with his other remains. Yeah. So pretty cool.
She has pieces of his body already.
Well, they thought they collected all of his body.
It's like
a jigsaw.
It's like those dinosaurs you see in the museums. They put the jaw into the other jaw piece.
Yeah, dad's in her living room. Yeah. And so this is the final piece of the puzzle. She's going to put it on him, on his jaw, and then he'll be complete.
Just missing part of his jaw.
And where'd that jawbone go? Who stole it? Who's the prankster that stole the jawbone? So, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was
a lot
cool
of cannibal because, birds where you know, he went down. You do the math, Jack. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you and a couple of the listeners thought that was cool. All right. We talk about technology a lot on the show. Will and I have tech job backgrounds.
Well, go fuck yourself.
That was a great story. They got his jaw. Yeah.
He's a hero. Now they got his jaw.
So a bird.
Great story.
I thought it was funny the kid was playing with it.
Yeah, the bird might have
thought the kid, the bird.
Theories out there. The kid thought it was a rock. It was great.
Listen, you think about it, the kid, the bird, the jaw, it's funny.
What's a wild word out there? So, listen, I have tech job background.
You got to imagine where all the places that jaw has been. I mean, it's just really incredible.
How many people have touched
really
that?
Break it down. Yeah, it's mind blowing. Really,
one in a trillion. The guy's still been dead for a while. It's obviously very interesting technology, and in some cases, incredible. My fear of AI is well documented, and according to a recent poll, I'm in the majority there. Apparently, a lot of us are scared of AI, but tech is oftentimes great. Think the internet, the smartphone, PlayStation 5, new sex dolls, you know, you name it. But sometimes tech can go too far, such as the case with what Google announced recently, at least in my opinion. Meet Google Knows. Google just announced a future tech innovation which they claim will allow users to smell things on the internet. Anything on the internet. Gross.
No.
So vagina.
Yeah. Like two girls, one cup's going to hit different, right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
What? Yeah. No, it's smelling the internet.
No, I mean, like, what? You don't want to smell any of that unless you're a freak who wants to smell the two girls, one cup video. You don't, I mean,
there
you
go, Will.
Do
you
want to smell stuff on the internet?
Well, it's good for cook, like a lot of times when you watch cooking shows, they'll be like, man, I wish you were here to smell this. Now you can.
Yeah, because everyone's going to be, no, it's what you said earlier. So many sick bastards are going to be smelling porn. Like that's the number one smell. They claim it's more for fragrances like flowers and perfumes and food, But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to smell porn and it's going to be disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself already. And it's just been announced. I mean, I know what's going to happen.
I don't know if I would smell porn.
I mean, if you have the option to. You're already watching it.
It would be hard to stop yourself. But it'd be, Mark, how does it work? Like, because like, does the nose puff out of a spray into your room and then you smell it from, how does that work?
I don't know. Well, it's incredible technology. You click the smell button is what they say. And once you click the smell button, it just fucking hits your nose. And I'm going to use it for no good. You could smell food or you could smell a Yu-Gi-Oh competition. You know, like it's who approved this?
Yeah.
So it's just going to basically be like a load of chemicals in a device and they think they can mix the chemicals perfectly to the smell and then inject it in your nose whenever you want.
Oh, they've already loaded 15 million different smells from around the world to their database, Wes. They've already done it. We've got a homeless problem, but we're going to start smelling the internet instead. This is great news for dogs. My beagle is going to eat my fucking laptop. Thanks, Google.
Is it going to emit from your laptop?
Yes, dude.
I thought it was a separate device.
What?
Absolutely.
Your laptop is going to generate the smell of sex?
I don't know exactly. Eric, maybe you can do some research, but I just saw that Google Knows exists now, and they're going to you click a smell button. You click, they're literally going to have a button that says smell, and then you click it. By the way, can you imagine tracking someone's smell history? The FBI is drooling over this. Someone's smell history is going to go a long way into identifying sickos.
Well, your wife's going to walk in and think you have.
You're
like
right. It's a honeypot.
Whore party.
It's a honeypot. Like, anyone that clicks the smell button is a sick bastard. And
I don't want a button, that's for sure. I want to have to like put it on my head, power it up. I want some stuff I got to do in between.
No, I mean, there's an audit trail. You have to click the button. There's no stumbling upon this. You have to specifically click, go to a thing, and then click smell, and then everyone knows that you clicked it. One of the things they're advertising in their promo is the inside of an Egyptian tomb. Thousand-year-old corpses. What a Wednesday. Like,
whoa. Yeah, I mean,
I've always wanted to smell a sarcophagus getting freshly opened, you know? Yeah.
Right. Like, what are we doing here? First of all, it's the most incredible technology I've ever heard of, if this is possible. But why are they doing it? How about Google Touch, you dumb fucks? I want the internet to jerk me off, not make me gag.
Yeah. So will I be able to smell you one day? Is that what you're saying?
They have to get my fragrance. So Google has collected 15 million fragrances. They would have to come to my house and get my stink and then load it to their database. And then if you clicked on a video of me and click smell, yes. I don't even know how they're doing this, but impressive, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if it works impressive.
No, it's not impressive. This is terrible for people like me who just took a shit right before I did a podcast. Because if you were to smell my room right now, you wouldn't want to do it. It would you'd be upset. So
I mean, I'm telling you,
I think this is dangerous technology.
I know for a fact that most people are going to use it to smell disgusting things. Like that's the first thing my mind went to. I'm sorry, I don't want to smell these things. I'm probably going to smell these things. Most people are going to smell disgusting things. I mean, just go to a perfume store or smell flowers. Like you don't need to go on the internet to smell these things. I don't get it. They say finally smell-o-vision's coming to life, but on the internet. So that old smell-o-vision thing is someone at Google took it to fruition.
Has Google's stock dropped yet? Because you figure that's
coming. That's just a face. It hasn't dropped yet. I hope it never does, but they announced it.
How many more years do we get, you think?
It's going to.
So
okay, all right. Well, speaking of smells, the delicious smells that come out of my kitchen when I prepare a lovely Cook Unity meal, you might want to use Smell-O-Vision for that. That would be a good use case because man, oh man, do they smell good! If you've got culinary taste, you know how expensive it can be exploring your local food scene and or how hard it can be to just find the time and energy to try someplace new. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. Again, I ordered the Cuban sandwich, delicious. The curries, fantastic. The Mexican dishes, everything that they have is specifically built by that a certain chef that specializes in that dish. And then they send it right to you. So it's like, hey, they cooked it for you at a restaurant and then they sent it to you. That's basically what it is.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. So no cooking required for a chef quality dining experience right at home. Unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps fresh meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. And pick as few as 4 or as many as 16 meals a week. So you can eat good lunch, dinner, whatever you want. Again, I send them to school with Cam, and he loves them, and it saves me a ton of time. There are hundreds of dishes to choose from, and the menu is updated constantly. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, anything you want. So go experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/hardfactor, enter code hardfactor before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code hardfactor or going to cookunity.com/hardfactor. All right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, finally, you can smell Paul Flart's farts. Google knows.
Yeah. That I might.
Yeah. You, of course we would. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be used for no good.
I don't like it.
I've thought of 10 things that I want to smell, and they're all disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Well,
I would like to smell like wild animals, though, you know?
Yeah. Like the cicadas coming out of the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
If I could create that smell.
That, that's gross.
Of my drug dealer in college who had like a wolf hybrid living in his apartment. That was a smell that I'll never forget. That's a smell everyone should experience.
Speaking of drug dealers, what if you could like smell, you can smell cocaine. You think you'd get a little bit of a contact high?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Moving on. Let's see if you guys like this story. This is Dr. Joe Whittington, and he is an unreasonable man. You see, Dr. Joe has just taken the internet to scold all of us for not doing something that we absolutely should be doing every night to improve our health. Dr. Joe says that this one thing can save you from the development of heart disease, heart failure, and atrial fibrillation, and it only takes 30 seconds to do. But nobody, including myself, is going to do it because it's insane. Okay? So, a little background. The Quack reference studies, which say, according to the article, your mouth is home to about 700 species of microbes. Some of these are helpful bacteria. Others can cause tooth decay, gum disease, lead to heart disease. And studies have shown a link between gum inflammation, gum infection, and tooth damage and heart disease. So we all know that brushing, you know,
No, it's true. I've got horrible gums.
Yeah.
My heart sucks. No, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So we all know that brushing your teeth at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Twice a day is what you should be doing. But if you want to save your life from these harmful plaque-building bacteria, you should take an extra insane step, which is what Dr. Joe wants you to do, which is he says you should be washing your toothbrush every night with soap and water for at least 30 seconds.
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it? I don't think there's anyone out there except Dr. Joe that's doing this.
I'm never going to do it. I'm not going to do it, but I don't disagree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, well, first of all, just to get the poop particles off, right? Like, you poop next to your toothbrush unless you're ultra rich.
What?
So like, yeah, dude, poop particles get on your toothbrush. Like your toothbrush is full of poop particles.
No.
Yes.
What?
Fact. Your bristles are just poop particles.
Yeah, your toothbrush bristles aren't the cleanest in the
world.
That's
disgusting.
No. I mean, I understand exactly what he's saying, and I will never do it.
Yeah. So, but I always thought, does a toothpaste have, like, plaque-killing properties by itself? Isn't that the whole fucking purpose of it? Like, that it kills plaque?
Right. That's what I would think, Wes. Yeah.
But after, like, you get the toothpaste all over your teeth, then it's just poop bristles after, like, a while.
Yeah, I guess he's saying you don't want the toothbrush to hang out with the poop particles all night and then put it in your mouth in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. He also demands that once a week you should soak your toothbrush in hydrogen peroxide and antibacterial mouthwash. So
could you just put it in like the dishwasher every once in a while?
That seems, yeah.
I would imagine that would work too.
Like once a week, just put it in the dishwasher instead of like peroxide. Because peroxide sounds dangerous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, can't you just dip your toothbrush in the mouthwash every time before brushing your teeth? That seems a lot simpler and less crazy.
Yeah, but then you might taint the mouthwash with poop particles.
Yeah, or you like brush your teeth with a little bit of mouthwash. Oh. Like I never do, but you know, used to occasionally. You put a little mouthwash and then brush around. But I don't know.
Right. And then pour it out.
Pour mouthwash onto the toothbrush.
The bottle. Yes. You pour mouthwash into a cup.
But that's what he's saying with like peroxide. You pour a little peroxide on it. Yeah. You pour anything that's like disinfectant on the toothbrush before you brush. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Sure, okay. But that's easier than water for 30 seconds.
Yes, and I also don't want to like think about my toothbrush having soap on it when I put it in my mouth.
No, that's gross too.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Over two, I guess.
No, that one was better. The first one was. All right. Let's head over to England. They got his jawbone. Let's head over to England, over to the UK. Over to the UK, across the pond over there. They don't have 911. They have 999, which is, that makes more sense to me. Same number three times. Emergency.
Easier for dummies to remember.
Yeah, but doesn't exactly.
Easier to hit on accident on your phone.
Well, you're right. Well, and we're going to talk about that right now. Did you have a prank call 911 as a kid? Anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
Will? Yep. Three for three. I did once and they called me back and scared the Jesus into me. They're like, yeah, you could be in big trouble for doing this. Officers are on their way and they're going to come in your home.
They scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, people could be dying. Oh, you're wasting our fun. Like, they scare the absolute shit out of you. Because, I mean, every fucking kid does it.
They came. It was a one and done.
They showed up. Yeah, they actually... Yeah,
they showed up at your house.
They showed up at my summer camp.
I was a little baby.
Yeah, they showed up. No, I did it at summer camp. Yeah, I was at summer camp and they showed up and they and another kid got blamed for it because I just stayed quiet.
Well, so that means that no one answered the phone and fessed up to it. Like I answered the phone and fessed up to it, and they were like, "All right, we'll tell them to turn around. Don't ever do it again." Okay, dispatcher. I'm nine, you know, get over it. Did that once, was stupid, never did it again. Like Wes said, one and done. It's not the case for 56-year-old Brit Sonia Nixon from North London. She called the fucking 999 emergency service over 2,000 times between 2021 and 2023. 2,000.
Damn. On accident?
No, it's gotta not be a on felony. Accident. She's like, she's the nut that cried wolf. It is. She's like, she just, you know, like, my neighbors are... You know, black, or my neighbors are Jewish, or like the, you know, like the things, or you know,
that's what she's saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very racist. You hear? She used 17 different mobile numbers because they stopped taking her calls because they knew who she was. So, like, they're like not answering this whack job. So she spoofed 17 numbers. Hey, I don't have time for this, Sonia. There's a soccer hooligan brawl or football as they call it. But according to the Metropolitan Police, she was not the most prolific prank or spoof caller or waste of time caller. She was only the fifth highest caller in that period. So four other people called the cops more than 2,000 times in England between 2021 and 2023. Lots of nut jobs call emergency services to talk about whatever the voices are warning them about, right?
Yeah. Did we do a Florida man about a guy who called the police a ton of times because he was just crazy and just wanted to talk to someone?
Well, that's, I mean, a lot of lonely people, lonely, crazy people. That's who this is. Exactly. Like, and to that point, like, if I was a dispatcher, like, I would kind of embrace the crazies. It kind of like kills time if it's a boring day, like get to know them a little bit. Like,
maybe. Yeah.
But the police didn't think. Yeah. I mean, it would be kind of fun. Like, oh, sweet.
It would be a great time killer at your job.
What is she crazed about right now? this will be a great 5 minutes.
When is it today?
Exactly.
But I guess the dispatchers in the UK don't think like that. Apparently, the Met Police said they jailed her. She's in jail now for 668 breaches of the Communications Act of 2003, and she's charged with 670 offenses. When she was arrested, though, she did not go quietly into the night. She yelled racial slurs at the arresting officer and was then further charged for racially aggravated public order because she was just going ham on the officer. She wasn't done yet, though, as she urinated in the cop car on the way to jail, just really let it flow in the seats while slurring at the cop. Like, you smell that, you black Arab? I had asparagus soup last night.
Oh.
Yeah. Just really.
She was getting real racist too at the same time.
Oh, extremely racist while pissing on the sheets. I mean, she couldn't have been more offensive, really. Like,
yeah, it's a handful.
Not possible. She's been sentenced. She's crazy. She's been sentenced to 22 crazy weeks in prison, which will probably turn into much more when she attacks anything that moves and smears her poop on everything.
She's just writing down call ideas the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see her getting out early for good behavior, you know? She's basically in a...
Call about that.
She's just writing notes and shit on the walls.
Yeah.
She's got a shit journal.
Can you call?
She's basically in a no exit.
Can you call 911?
Put herself in. Yeah.
Right.
A never-ending loop.
Can you call 911 from a prison phone?
Absolutely.
Or can you call 999 from a prison phone?
Yes, you definitely can.
I mean, they shouldn't. Yeah, they should get ready for more.
I mean, there's really nothing they can give her that she won't abuse. The police estimate that she cost them over $5,000 in wasted labor and mentioned that about 25% of all emergency calls are complete bullshit. So,
yeah,
makes sense.
Okay. Producer Eric found out more. Google Nose is an April Fool's joke. Thank.
Oh, is it? Lord. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
Thank God. Came out. Okay. He sent us a link that has 15 million views. All right. Thank God.
I feel better about my story then.
All right. 80% accurate. Yeah. Now I'm the idiot. Yeah. It says, says here that
wow, yeah, West
Washington
gets the last
Post
lap
has posted
on,
the Hollywood Reporter
one.
Newsweek and more have written articles about it, though. So, not the only one. I mean, I got the
craziest text story ever.
I got it from the Washington Post.
Oh, man.
Fucking Bezos. Amazing. It makes sense. How the fuck could they even do that?
Yeah. Incredible.
I smell bullshit.
Oh, it's just so disgusting. It's what a, yeah. What a shitty product it would be.
We've got our best guys on this.
I love it.
All right. Damn, that's the best April Fool's joke. They got everybody. They got me.
Yeah, they got you. They got, yeah. I mean, you convinced us. Yeah. All right. Guys, this is Captain.
I'm not gonna lie. I was thinking. No, just kidding.
We're having a little fun the last show.
No,
I wasn't gonna. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it smelled a little fishy the whole time. So.
Fair enough. Hey, I mean, he says
the
Washington Post, the Huffington Post, the Hollywood Reporter, Newsweek, and Mark have talked about it. So
that's funny.
They got it.
Okay, well, this one's definitely real. we covered on this week's Let's Go podcast, which you can only get by going to patreon.com/hardfactor. It's our weekly sports podcast. We talk about fun stuff. That women's basketball phenom, Caitlin Clark, was picked number one overall by the Indiana Fever. Their jerseys are fire, as the kids say. And according to SportTrack, a website that tracks sports contracts, the 22-year-old athlete is expected to sign a contract with the Fever worth $338,056 over the course of 4 years.
You gotta be
now,
kidding me.
This is a graphic from SportTrack. The first year,
I don't get that.
Yeah. The first year, she's going to make $76,000. Then they're going to bump her up by $2,000, less than $2,000, $1,500 to $78,66. Then they're going to bump her up about $8,000. Then they're going to bump her up another $12,000 for her final year. So I guess it's like the lottery.
I know the WNBA doesn't make
almost gets there.
Yeah, almost six figures. I know the WNBA doesn't make a ton of money, but like MLS, for example, they don't make a ton of money and most people make like 50, 60 grand. But like Messi makes like 10 million. Like Beckham made like 5 million. Like they make exceptions for exceptional players.
Yes. I mean, it's a travesty how low they're paying her.
But right. The WNBA just doesn't have the money to pay her.
No, they literally do. The Indiana Fever literally does. She probably sold $50 million in jerseys this week. Mm-hmm. They literally have the money to pay her.
She might have a jersey contract. She might have a jersey
bonus.
Oh, she's
going to have tons of endorsement deals that give her millions and millions per year in endorsements. But
she'll get paid a lot in endorsements. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, she's about to sign one with Nike,
but Mark,
that's supposed to be worth $20 million.
Right. But I mean,
doesn't
the Fever
the
could
WNBA,
have fucking shelled out a little more money is my point.
Well, Mark, I think that the thing is the WNBA loses money on live games, right?
So we covered it 2 days ago. The Indiana Fever are going to be on TV, national TV, CBS or ESPN, 36 of their 40 games next year. The entire WNBA was only on national TV 25 games for the entire league. 36 games for her. They're going to sell out every fucking game, and she's going to sell $10 trillion in jerseys. Give her some fucking money, the Fever.
Yeah, she needs more money. But again, she's going to get it. Like I said, $20 million from Nike is.
I mean, it is crazy that her salary is that low.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she might be pretty sure that
it's a salary cap issue for the league, though, in general. It's not like.
But make exceptions like the MLS.
No, it's just what she gets paid at that position.
But
all
again,
the drafts now, MLS, you get paid per where you get picked.
They
Messi,
need to make
she's
exceptions.
Not Messi. That's crazy.
She definitely
she's
is
not
Messi.
Messi.
She's the Messi of women's
she's
basketball.
She's absolutely Messi.
She's the most. She's the, I mean, the most popular women's basketball player of all time.
Yeah, for sure. She's absolutely is on the level.
How
of
old is Messi? And how old is Caitlin Clark? And how many titles have either of them won? She's won zero.
Will
and
36 games on national TV? Possible. They had 25 for the league last year. 36 for the Fever next year.
Okay, but saying she's she's Messi the, of her sport is
yeah,
nuts.
She is, dude. I'm not saying she's as good as Messi. I'm saying
of
she's
her
as
sport.
She is. She's as popular as Messi, and she's as funding as Messi. 25 for the entire league of like 25 teams, 36 for the Fever, the two most nationally watched basketball games ever in college, men's or women, Caitlin Clark's last two games, bigger than any Duke game, anything, like by millions and millions of views. She's the top fucking dog.
She's the golden goose.
Yeah.
Anyway, not here to talk
about.
So
then they must have tons of money to pay her.
They do, but they're not.
Yeah. I think maybe she didn't like want to, she knew she was going to get tons of money from contracts and maybe she didn't want to be that like overpaid, like superstar and like have a bunch of girls hate her. I don't know. I don't know how
they
that
said
works.
She wore a Gucci outfit to her press.
She
conference
doesn't pick her contract value. That's she doesn't choose her contract value. It's based on where she gets drafted. I mean, that's how it is in every league.
I understand that, but you can make exceptions based on how much money these people are bringing in, like the MLS does. Like,
Eric, will you look up that WNBA salary cap for us, please? Okay, I'm not here to talk. We're not here to talk about her money, though. We're here to talk about creeps. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Specifically, one creep / sports writer, and I don't like call him a creep. You know, he's an idiot, but I don't know. Anyway, he's from the Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle, who at Clark's introductory press conference at the WNBA creeped everyone out, including, they say, Caitlin, although she hasn't made a comment on it yet. So what he did, I'm going to play you a video, but just to give you to find out what Greg's doing behind the scenes, because you're not going to see him, is he made a little heart gesture with his hands, you know, like put the two hands together. And this is something that Caitlin does during her games when to let her family know that, hey, I love you, right? Like, I know you're watching. I love you, family. Uh-huh. So, while the press conference, he decided to do that to Caitlin. And here's how that exchange went.
Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
So he does the heart.
You like that?
Oh. I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is.
What?
Jesus.
So
he's got a rough shine for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, it's sexist to think that he can say that to her. It's creepy. How far over the line is it? I don't know. Everyone in the media is ripping him, saying what
pretty
a creep
far,
he is.
Pretty far over the line. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like 19.
You know what else? She's you know 22. What else is over the line? You know what else is over the line and sexist is it's a $1.5 million salary cap for the 2024 WNBA and a $136 million salary cap for the NBA. So.
Right, which makes sense. The salary cap's way higher for the NBA, but if you have a $1.5 million salary cap and you only have like 8 to 10 players in your salary, why wouldn't you spend like the vast majority on that on Caitlin Clark? 76,000 is not 1/10 of 1.5 million. 150,000 is. So why didn't they pay her like 300,000 a year?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think she said
because I think it's
spread
based
it to
on
the other players. I think
number
she told them
overall
to spread it around.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she said, I'm going to make millions from Nike, spread it around to the other girls. I think that's what she did.
Probably. It's probably, yeah. But still, it's just retarded. I said it. I got to follow through with it.
Yeah. We're on your way. Anyway, Greg Doyle, of course, now is back. Is backtracking. He put out this tweet today. Today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. He then wanted to say, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. He called himself another insensitive man.
Did you hear a second exchange, though, when he talked to the coach?
No.
So he followed up immediately after that heart thing, creepy thing, and he said, now I want to talk to the coach, the female coach, and he's like, you now have that at your disposal. What are you going to do with it?
Really?
not mentioning her name at all. He apologized. Yeah.
He also said he's sure glad he didn't go with his initial idea of doing the jerking off sign and asking her how she likes living at her specific apartment complex so far. So,
Could have been worse.
If he's married, he should get ready for the divorce papers he's about to get served with. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredibly creepy. He's like one of the top journalists in that area. Whoops.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the show. Thank you for hanging with us this week. It's been an interesting week. We appreciate you understanding that and being with us for the duration. Things will get back to normal next week. But until then, we love you and we hope you have a great fucking weekend.